It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Dr. Paul Smolin here, your host. Thanks for joining me today. I was biking with some friends recently, one of which is an excellent fourth grade teacher. Her name is Mindy Pass. We were talking about the blog as we whizzed through the streets of Charlotte, and Mindy mentioned a book that readers of my blog may find interesting. The book is called Wonder, and it's written by R.J. Palacio. Mindy's class read the book and discussed its themes, which both the children and the teachers in her class found very instructive. I gave the book a read, and in today's PEDcast, I'm going to give you my opinion and insights about the book called Wonder by R.J. Palacio. So here's the basic story of the book. A child named Augie is born with major facial deformities that happen to have a genetic basis. Augie undergoes numerous surgeries, I think 26 surgeries, and is still left with a face that others find shockingly ugly. His mother homeschools him to shield him from the world, but when he turns 10, his parents think it's time for him to go to school. They coax him into trying his first year with other kids at a place called the Beecher Academy, a local prep school. Now, the book chronicles his first year at school as told through the eyes of Augie, his family, his classmates, and teachers. Highlights of Augie's fifth grade year include enduring the shock of his classmates, getting used to his major physical deformities, dealing with the social isolation and outright hostility of his classmates, the death of his beloved dog, who was at his side during all those surgeries as he recovered, and finally gaining acceptance, respect, and even the admiration of his classmates. His classmates' almost complete rejection at the beginning of the school year is ultimately replaced by their acceptance of his deformity and their admiration of his strength of character. Now, in my opinion, the author of this book masterfully describes these experiences through the eyes of the children and their parents and the teachers. The story is very engaging. Watching these events unfold in the book provokes the reader to ponder the following questions. Why does a birth defect elicit such fear, anger, and even hostility in others? How does Augie have the strength of character to endure all these negative experiences he encounters? How does one define character? How do we make sense of the death of those we love? And why do the characters change their view of Augie from someone to be feared and reviled to someone they admire and respect? Well, I am sure that both young and older readers will grow from thinking about these questions that are posed by the book. I gotta say, I really enjoyed this book. It was fun to read and it was well written. I wish I had read it with my kids when they were young. I recommend this book highly. It is written on a level that even young readers can master. That's not to say that adult readers won't relate to the story. I think they will. In my view, the power of this book is that it broaches subjects that we usually don't talk about, such as how do we treat those with handicaps? How people with handicaps affect us, and vice versa. In my view, reading this book with your child can only be a positive experience. I highly recommend that you buy it, download it, or check it out of the library. You'll be glad you did. I give it a 4.5 out of 5 Docsmo stars. Well, I didn't know that a book review could have so much relevance to current events, but I think this one actually does. In the book's case, we're examining how a child and society interact when a child has a severe physical deformity. In the case of Newtown, Connecticut, substitute autism, and Asperger syndrome for the deformity, and it seems to me many of these themes are the same. That's something to think about, right? Well, thanks for joining me today. I hope you can listen to other DocsMo topics you will find at my blog at www.docsmo.com. As always, your comments are welcome. This is your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, helping you fill the need for a darn good read. Until next time. This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.